Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
For Wednesday, September 29th, from Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2, the Lord has sent me to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God.
And from the New Testament, it's Luke 1, verse 30. The angel said to Mary, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Wow, a couple of amazing passages here about God sending a messenger. In the second case, it's an angel to announce good news to Mary. And in the first case, it's the person upon whom the Spirit of the Lord descends. And of course, we know this is to Jesus. And of course, interesting connection between the two texts is that the first reading is a message that Jesus will proclaim. And in the second reading, it's the announcement of the angel to Mary that she's going to give birth to Jesus.
And the fear factor here. We all fear vengeance, but the angel is saying, don't be afraid. We have found favor with God, and I believe God is favoring to his believers. Mm-hmm. But there is vengeance too, and we have a feeling of punishment or something coming down on us that we don't want. But it's out there.
Well, the good news for us, at least today, is that we have found favor with God.
Yes, we
you
have.
And I,
yes,
because we have. Today, thanks be to God, he sent Mary and the angel to help us with our podcast. And those of you who are listening today, you know how that happens. It sometimes happens when Sonia and I are desperate and we don't know what else to do. Then God sends an angel and another person to help us. And today, it's the angel and Mary. So, Mary, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And God has found favor with you then in sending us.
Well, that is great to hear. And Angel, good to see you.
Yes, good afternoon.
You know, it's really amazing to think that we have both of you together at the same time. I don't think this has ever happened except that one time when you saw the angel, Mary. Isn't that true?
That is true. And I was just stunned and very frightened at the moment.
Well, you know what? Every time angels show up, they usually say, don't be afraid. I mean, fear seems to always accompany an angel. Have you had that experience when you were sent other times, Angel?
Well, it's the unknown. Not a lot of people see angels. I mean, we're sent for special occasions. Yeah. And, of course, being sent to Mary, it was in a time before cell phones and things like that. So we were sent as messengers to deliver God's messages personally.
Oh. Would you say that maybe God would use text today instead of sending an angel?
He liked voices.
He did.
And true human contact.
He did. And especially with something as important as this, Mary, I mean, the message the angel brought to you was you were going to be the mother of the Messiah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know. And again, I couldn't believe everything that I was hearing. And I was troubled. Oh. By all of this news, because I was not married. It was me.
We know.
Yes. And so I was like, this can't be true. How can this be? Yeah. Very troubling inside of me. And, this angel was so good to look at. It just made me happy. The radiance that was coming from this angel gave me comfort.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting thought. So that the angel's message, you were a little bit nervous and anxious about that, but the angel created a certain aura that was great. Have you noticed that before, Angel, when you've been to other places?
It's part of our standard repertoire.
So every time you go somewhere, people just enjoy having you around after a while.
Toss on a little extra aura. You know, just a little splash here and there.
You're quite an angel. You're an angel unlike any I've ever met. But it's important for us to realize
have
that...
Have you met many of my friends?
Never. You're the first angel
I've
ever
met. Thank you so much. Enough said.
And maybe just so that we can agree with Mary, there is kind of a nice feeling we have around this angel. Isn't that right, Sonia?
Yeah, I would say there's sort of a magnetism about this angel.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's under the shadow of his wings, yes. I'm feeling very comforted and at peace.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back to Mary here because the other factor here, Mary, is to find favor with God. And you said it right at the beginning, that I had also found favor. God's favor doesn't come to you, but it's available to others as well. But not all of us are going to be in the same position as you. Can you talk at all about what it means for people, just ordinary people, to know that they have favor with God? And Angel, if you have something to say, feel free to enter in.
Well, once I saw this angel, and this angel said, "Do not be afraid." And I thought, okay, I don't need to be afraid because God has found favor with me. And we all are covered by God's favor all the time. We need to trust that and not be afraid.
I think it's important to remember that Christ came and died on the cross for all of you, and his grace has saved you from the day of vengeance, and there is no need to be afraid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Angel.
I was thinking about all these things, and I pondered them in my heart. And then I said a prayer. Your day, Lord, is coming, and grace upon grace. There is nothing to fear. Thank you, Jesus, for your death that has dealt with vengeance forever. In your grace, I can expect nothing but goodness and favor from you. Whatever else may come my way, like me, help me to hear and believe. Amen.
It's so rare to have an angel here with us on our podcast. Any favorites you have that you'd like to share with us, Angel?
Oh, I've always liked Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Wait, what's a Christmas theme?
Song, yes.
It is, and it's a Christmas theme this week. So, Angel, could you sing parts with that too? I bet you could. You guys must practice it a lot up there in heaven.
Well, we have the Gloria parts now.
Good. Okay. How about you, Mary? Are you able to sing along with us?
Oh, absolutely.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
And before we have our benediction, we want to thank our guest Angel and guest Mary, who are in reality Dave and Elsa, Sonia's sister and brother-in-law. Thanks for joining us today.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.